I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On December 9, the U.S. formally ended combat operations in Iraq, according to the Pentagon. Only a few thousand members of the U.S. military remain to support and train Iraqi security forces. However, attacks from the Islamic State have increased throughout Iraq, especially in northern regions. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says,
on the towns surrounding the northern capital of Erbil, there have been skirmishes pretty much daily of small forces attacking either small villages or checkpoints. Recently, there was an attack that resulted in about 15 security forces being killed.
But God continues to move in turbulent times. Local pastors say people are very open to hearing about Jesus. Pray the Big C Church will continue to grow. And you've probably been to a handful of Christmas parties by now, one for work, one for church, and maybe one for extended family. Holiday gatherings are great for catching up, but they can also lead to potentially divisive conversations.
Do not allow yourself to be dragged into the issues that are dividing and polarizing people. Many of them are political. Some of them are medical. These are things that have gotten larger than the importance of the relationship.
At our website, Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries offers three ways to shift the focus from picking sides to following Jesus.
The person matters so much more than their position. That's where winning the heart instead of winning the argument becomes very important.
Ask God to help you approach every conversation with the heart of Christ. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.